Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting third. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting 5th. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting 6th. The first baseman, Jim Bottomley. Batting 7th. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Tom Carey. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Chief Hogsett. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Chief Hogsett. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting second. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting seventh. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Denny Galehouse. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Denny Galehouse. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Weatherly. Salters reaches second base with a double. Clift goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Browns. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Solter scores. It's 2-0, Browns. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hale moves to second. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey bunts towards the mound. Galehouse fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Galehouse. Hemsley goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Browns. Chief Hogsett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogsett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carey moves to second. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Carey moves to third. Hogsett moves to second. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hogsett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan strikes out. Hemsley drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Sullivan out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. West strikes out. Two outs. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0-for-1 in the game. Bottomley hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is called out on strikes. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Knickerbocker moves to second. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a line drive into center field. West picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on West. Knickerbocker scores. Hughes goes all the way around to score. Hale moves to second. It's 3-2, Browns. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-1 in the game. Carey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Carey reaches second base with a double. Chief Hogsett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hogsett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hogsett takes first base on ball 4. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes fields it and throws to second for the out. Carey moves to third. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Larry. The throw from Sullivan and he is safe. Larry steals second. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clift strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmick takes first base on ball 4. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bottomley fields the ball and throws to Hogsett covering. Safe. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hale. Soltis moves to second. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. West strikes out. Two outs. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0-for-2 in the game. Bottomley takes first base on ball 4. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Hughes fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 0-for-1 in the game. Gailhouse hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hughes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hale hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Hughes moves to third. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hughes. The slide. Hemsley applies the tag. Hughes is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chief Hoxett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoxett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hoxett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-3 in the game. Larry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. Trosky hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-2 in the game. Weatherly hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Browns, 3, Indians, 3. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bottomley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sullivan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Soltis bunts towards the mound. Gale House fields it and throws to first for the out. Clift moves to second. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. West hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clift scores. Bell moves to third. It's 4-3, Browns. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bottomley hits a fly ball into right field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hemsley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Denny Galehouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galehouse is 0-for-2 in the game. Galehouse hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chief Hoxett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoxett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hoxett hits a pop-up towards the mound. Gale House settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-4 in the game. Larry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Browns, 4, Indians, 4. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-3 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Vosmick hits a fly ball towards right. Bell catches it and throws to Carey, who relays to Bottomley to double up Trosky. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 4. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Knickerbocker. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Soltis bunts towards first. Trosky juggles the ball. That's an error on Trosky. Clift moves to second. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bell bunts towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Clift moves to third. Soltis moves to second. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. West hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Weatherly. West reaches second base with a double. Clift scores. Soltis moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-4. Browns. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bottomley hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Soltis scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-4, Browns. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hemsley hits a fly ball into right field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Weatherly bunts in front of the plate. Hemsley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker takes first base on ball 4. George Uhel pinch hits for Denny Galehouse. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.